Gretchen, thanks for joining me. Talk to me about the title of the cookbook.
Thank you, Kelly. It's such a pleasure to be here. The title of the cookbook is called When It's Done, The Making of a Chef. And it's not just a cookbook. It's also a chef's memoir and short stories wrapped around recipes.
All right. So people reading this, what are they going to get out of it?
Well, I think a big part of our culture is we have a very confused relationship with food. And I examine that from the time I'm a very young child about my relationship with food, which is pretty typical of women of my age. And I explore that in the dynamic of being a chef and loving food and being around food all the time. And sometimes it's a sacred relationship and sometimes it's a profane relationship, but it's always an entertaining relationship. And I look at food as love, as comfort, as nourishment, as sustenance, but also as a real devil that, you know, we're taught we can't eat this or we must eat a certain way or you must look a certain way. And if you're a certain size, that's not good. So I explore all those different things in my stories.
So would you say this is sort of a self-help cookbook?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't call it that. I would say it's a very much a honest and raw look at my journey with food and becoming an award-winning chef and a major player in the vegan chef movement, but also as, you know, just a standard run-of-the-mill chef who cooked every day in and out on the line and what that restaurant industry like, the sordid back alleyways. I mean, the stories are entertaining. They're stories from my life, and I am always highly dramatic, so there's that. But there's also a real element of exposure here. Like, I really expose my soul and how I feel about food and how food is transformative. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. What is one of those stories? Can you sum it up, one of the shorter stories for us?
Yeah, one of my favorite stories is called Friday Night Lights, and it talks about when I was 12 to about 15 and how my stepfather was the doctor for the team physician for our local high school. And he would bring over all the boys for the training table and he would buy massive quantities of food to feed them because, of course, 15 to 18-year-old boys are bottomless pits. And it's when I first discovered that I loved to feed people who really appreciated food and loved to eat. So I'm definitely a feeder. But I also explored that whole dynamic of how you give to somebody where there's really not a lot of transactional basis back. So it was really a one-way street. I was giving and giving and giving, and there was not a lot of return. But that was okay because this was my chosen profession. And I knew at that moment that that's what I wanted to do.
All right. Chef and former restaurant owner Gretchen Hansen has penned a new book called When It's Done, The Making of a Chef. You are going to be releasing your book on Friday, November 16th. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, absolutely. We're having a champagne reception and book signing because this is my first book and I'm a little excited. I have a wonderful publisher named Christopher who's actually driving up from his home in Florida to be here. And we're going to have lots of books for sale at the event. It's going to be on 36 Rehoboth Avenue, the second floor of Grotto Pizza. They've given me their lovely banquet bar room. And we're going to be having just basically champagne and books. And I will be there and signing all the books that people purchase. I'm really looking forward to the opportunity to see a lot of old friends from Hobos. I know a lot of people are coming from out of town, so it's super exciting for me. And I hope the listeners on your radio station will feel absolutely like they can come. New friends are just as good as old friends.
Now, I've tasted some of your food in the past when you used to be the owner of Hobos and the chef there. Will you be cooking for your own book signing?
No, not that night. I'll be all dressed up and pretty.
Done.
But I will be doing lots of demos and signings and other things coming up in the November-December season for holidays. So I'm looking forward to that. I have a couple scheduled demos and lots of book signings.
Any local bookstore where we can get your new book after it's released?
It's absolutely going to be at Biblion in Lewis. But there will be lots of them there. And you can also go online to my website, www.chefgretchenhansen.com. That will redirect you to Amazon or to Christopher's website, which is my publisher.